With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Black Friday still reigns as the biggest day of the year for in-store shopping. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Retailers have been pushing early holiday sales for weeks now, but the day after Thanksgiving remains an incredibly important day for department stores, shopping malls, and merchants. Many shoppers browse and buy online, but brick-and-mortar stores still enjoy a surge in foot traffic this holiday weekend as bargain hunters look for deals. This year, there are five fewer days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Greg Clugston reporting.
Well, Bankrate.com senior analyst Ted Rossman says there are expectations for slight growth.
The National Retail Federation, Deloitte, MasterCard, various sources place the expected holiday sales growth at somewhere around 2 or 3%. So kind of in line with inflation. Growing, but not exceptionally so.
Also at SRNnews.com, the head of Britain's Foreign Intelligence Service says Vladimir Putin is conducting a, quote, reckless sabotage campaign against Ukraine allies that's risking the escalation of the conflict. MI6 Chief Richard Moore says for the sake of Western security, Russia must not win the war in Ukraine.
If Putin is allowed to succeed in reducing Ukraine to a vassal state, he will not stop there. Our security, British, French, European, and transatlantic, will be jeopardized. The cost of supporting Ukraine is well known, but the cost of not doing so would be infinitely higher.
Insurgents have breached Syria's second-largest city, Aleppo, and are battling government forces on the city's western edge. Marks the first time the city has been attacked by opposition forces since 2016. This is SRN News. One Pennsylvania town welcomes the Christ child.
It took months of debate, a contentious hearing, and a narrow 4-3 vote, but the city of Lock Haven has decided to allow a nativity scene to be displayed in Triangle Park. These kinds of travails are playing out all across the nation in places where having baby Jesus on display in a park during December never used to be controversial. However, atheist groups have become much more powerful in the 21st century, and lawsuits are always a risk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some states turning abortion into a big business after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade. Massachusetts sought to make itself an abortion destination, and it appears to be succeeding. In just the first 4 months after the high court ruling, Massachusetts Planned Parenthood reports that out-of-state abortions in the state rose by some 37%. This is SRN News. Who would have thought it? You can now get a blood pressure check and take an exercise class in some U.S. libraries.
Some libraries are offering free health and wellness classes across the country. It's part of the American Heart Association's Libraries with Heart program. Nikki Jones, the founder of Nikki Fit, has a free exercise class at a Kansas City library.
As a kid, I've always had a love for the library. My mother would take us on the bus and during the summertime and pick out books.
And now she can give back. Along with fitness classes, some libraries offer food pantries and cooking classes. And even blood pressure monitors can be checked out, just like books. I'm Shelley Adler.
Wall Street Today, half-day session. Dow gained 188 points. S&P 500 ahead 33. More details at srnnews.com.